true words.
I preached about that day. I've looked forward to that day. Mm-hmm. And that day will soon come for each and every one that's in this house. Though we be young, some of you in body, it will come soon. Some of us a little older, some yet a little older. And life here is like the vapor upon the water, appears for a little while, it soon just vanishes away. We are swift passengers here coming through this life one time. And what kind of light are you leaving behind for your family? What kind of stones are you piling up today? Are they going to be stones of remembrance of your life, of good or bad? And only we know in our hearts whether you've been saved or not, and whether your light is a true light, or whether you're trying to let a light to shine that you can't make shine. A lot of people live this life a hypocrite and portrays unto people they're something that they're not. The Pharisees portrayed that they was righteous people before God. But God, when He came by, when Jesus came by, He said, He looked into their hearts. For God, knowing their hearts, said that your hearts is like whited sepulchres, but your inward man are full of dead men's bones. I hope today that God will give unto me His Spirit, Lord, just for a moment of time, and would strengthen me, for I am weak. I am a weak man in life as I've traveled along through these many years, just trusting in the Lord, just waiting upon Him. Just waiting for the Lord to come along. I sometimes thank God how weak that I am and how great you are. How weak a man is man today, the flesh of man. Yesterday the flesh is weak, but the spirit is willing. In my heart, I'm willing today to spend and be spent for the cause of the cross. Because He lives today, I live in my very heart. In my very soul, I'm living the life of Christ. Not because of me, but because of His righteousness. It's not because that I was so good and made myself so good that He saved me. But He found me like the writer of old had said. He found me in the waste island wilderness. And He picked my feet out of the mire and the clay, Brother Kenny, and set them upon the rock of eternal ages. He established my goings and put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto His name. Who can lift up the voice of Jesus in their hearts? I want you to know today. You can't even say that He's Lord without the Holy Ghost. Listen, but if He'll give you His Spirit, you can lift up your voice and begin to praise Him as they did in the days of old. Let everything that has breath, just praise the Lord today. Yes, today is the day the Lord has made. Let us be glad and rejoice in it. For it is God that made it. It is God that has made you and give unto you breath and life. Can you see this morning the depth of this life? There is no life in none other than in the name of Jesus Christ. For that name was given unto Him far above every name, brethren. Listen today. The writer of old said, listen, Brother David, God who in sundry time and diverse manners has spoken unto the Father, but has in this last time time, spoken unto us by his Son, whom he appointed heir over all things, by whom also he made the world and the fullness thereof, and gave unto him a more excellent name than the angels, brethren, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow and every tongue should confess. And I'm glad, brother, that I come to him with that broken heart and the contrite spirit. Oh, crying mighty unto the Lord, brother, for God, brother, knows the hearts of all men, and he is the heart searcher and the rein trier of the children of men. When he was on the earth, brother, he said, I need no man to tell me of man, for he said, I know what is in man before they ever spoke the word. God knew what was in their heart. How did he know this? He was God in the flesh, brother. Listen today. The Bible said God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself. Who, brother, can declare the beginning unto the end? This God that I serve today holds the world in his hand, brother, and has given to us eternal life through that Son whom he foreordained, brother, and to send him to the world that you and I can have life and have it more abundantly. Friend, will you come to him with a broken heart? He's awaiting. He's got his arms stretched out, and he's a calling today. Come unto me, ye that are heavy laden and burdened, and I will give you rest. There is no rest in this world, friend. He said unto in his writings there, there is no there is no rest unto the wicked. But all the day long, he said, I call unto them, come to me, all ye ends of the earth, and be saved. For I'm God, and there is none other. He is the beginning. He is the end, brother. Listen, he told John on the Isle of Patmos, John, I am he, John, that was dead. But behold, John, I'm alive, and I'm alive forevermore. I've got the keys, John, of death and of hell this morning. I am he, John. They took and marched up old Golgotha's hill. They nailed me to a cross, John. John, they buffeted me. They strived me, brother. But John, I died on that cross. And they laid me in the tomb, John. John, don't you worry. I'm he that was dead. I came out of the grave the third in the appointed morning. There's none like me in all the earth. I'm God, and beside me there is none other today. And I found him to be my God, brother. That night I bowed before him with my whole heart, and I heard that sweet voice. Brother, I've been listening to him speak along my journey. I've been listening to him call my name sometime when I'm alone, brother. Sometime when I'm tired and weary, I can hear the voice of the Lord. I'm like Elijah was in the cave. God, I'm alone here. I have no one. They dig down thine altars.
word. They've killed thy prophets, God, and I'm left alone, brother. But listen what the Lord began to tell him. Don't you worry, Elijah. I've reserved unto myself 7,000, brother. I never bowed the knee to Baal. I neither kissed his image. Brethren, I hear them saying of 144,000, listen, these are virgins. Why did he call them virgins, brethren? Because they never bowed the knee to Baal. They never kissed his image, but they was the chosen of God. Listen, today God chooses whom soever he will. He told Israel, brethren, he said, I chose you not because you was many, but because you was few. He chooses the weak thing to confound the mighty, brethren. He chooses the abased things to bring down the great, brethren. Listen, God told Gideon, take him down by the brook. You got too many, Gideon. I'm going to deliver the children of Israel out of the hands of the Midianites. Brethren, no doubt Gideon thought he would go with a sword in his hand and he would deliver the children of Israel. No, brethren, your warfare today is not carnal, but it's mighty through God, pulling down of the stronghold. And old Gideon, brethren, he very thought, how small am I, Lord? I'm the smallest of my family. God, will you deliver them under my hand? God, the night, while I sleep on my bed, I'm going to ask something of you. Do you ever ask God for a sign? Brethren, I've asked for a many signs. The Lord has been merciful, and let me see a few signs along the way. What kind of signs you looking for today? I'm just looking for this feeling, brother. I'm looking for this spirit, the bear witness with my spirit, that ye are the children of God. That's the greatest sign you can have today, brother. The writer said, and that you might know that you are in him, and he in you. He's given to you his spirit, brother. Ain't it good to know? And so Gideon said, I'm going to put my fleece out tonight, Lord, and in the morning let the ground around it be dry, let the fleece be wet, Lord. Today, listen, I put my fleece out, brother, and I trusted God would show me in dreams and visions. God led me about, brother. In the morning, what did God do for him, brother? He got up and he wrang the bull water out of the fleece. Brother, God will fill your bow up today, and he'll run it over. If you only humble yourself, if you only trust in the Lord. You must put your trust in the Lord. You must believe him today. You cannot receive anything of God. Amen. The doubts is like a wave tossed of the wind, casteth up tomorrow. Shall that man receive anything? No, brethren. He's not going to receive anything of God. When you ask, ask as though you already received it. That's what God can do, brethren. That's what my Lord can do this morning. He can just reach down and perform miracles. He can cause you to walk and stand where you don't know how. Listen today. But old Gideon, he wasn't satisfied of that. He said, now the night, Lord, while I sleep again, let the fleece be dry and the ground around and be wet. And on the morning, brother, you everything's contrary to nature, brother Kenny. When God works, when God saves a man, nature can't understand that. The world don't understand that. You must be born again. They even see the kingdom. How you gonna know anything about it except you be born again, brother? You can't see the kingdom. You can't testify as Lord without the Holy Ghost. You might say, now, Brother Junior, we don't preach about the Holy Ghost. You better be preaching about the Holy Ghost. For John testified and said, I indeed baptize you with water, but there one cometh after me. He'll baptize you with the fire and the Holy Ghost. Bless that Holy Ghost today. That's in my heart this morning and causing me strength today. I can draw my strength from the well of salvation. Brethren, I'm like little Gideon was. Lord, I'm small. Lord, I'm unlearned. Lord, help me to bear up, brethren. He'll help you, friend, if you only trust in the Lord. He will make a way for your escape in the time of trouble and sorrow. Friend, the Midianites laid in the valley like grasshoppers for number, and Gideon had 300. Brethren, and he went up, listen today, but he had too many, didn't he? Listen today, he had a great army, brethren, it come down to 300. Listen today, how did he try him? Took him down by the broom. The Lord said, when you go down to the brook, they that lap like a dog, listen, they are the one, and the rest of them that is fearful and afraid, tell them to go back. Listen, friend, and there was 300 of them that left the water. I believe it was Brother Fred. Listen today, and God took them and up there upon the top where the valley was, and they was going to go to the battle, but the Lord told him, and if you're still afraid, go down in the camp that night. And he went down into the camp. Listen, and he heard a word from one of the Midianites, didn't he? And he told him how he saw a cake come into the valley and smote them. Listen, he said, this is none other than Gideon. You're not going to be able to stand. And Gideon got a little more strength, brother. And he put, he told him to take him up an earthen vessel and put a candle in the middle of head, and he began to tell him, listen, I want you to see something here in your earthen vessel today. You bear treasures in earthen vessel. You got the light in the earthen vessel. This old flesh, it's got sin condemned and hid, but on the inside, on the earthen vessel, there's a light shining out, burn. And one day, like Gideon told them, when he said, when a time comes, you're going to break the vessel, and you're going to cry, the sword of the Lord, and of Gideon. Listen today, brother. And when Gideon give the charge, they break the vessel. And what do you think happened, brother? The light began to shine. And it, God all the discomfort in the Midianites, and they turned sword against sword, and they slew one another. And you see how God works, brethren. If you got an enemy, you pray for him. And if you got an enemy, you give him a drink of water. Listen today, and doing so, you will heap coals of fire upon his head.
And I've often thought I wouldn't want my worst enemy to go down to the world of the lost. I sit there on my seat. I had a boy 50-some years old at work died. And I tried to talk to that boy, and he couldn't seem to. And he didn't want to hear, brother. And he didn't want to understand. And I thought, right the day, if he didn't make it right, he's a burning in hell. Oh, how sad that would be for your loved ones to go down to the burning lake of fire, brother. There's a hell beneath. There's a heaven above. Listen today, friend. Don't you want to go to heaven? I want to escape the fire. I've prayed and prayed. Brother, and I believe by the Spirit is in me that I've got a promise that I'm going to heaven one day. Oh, friend, do you know all the time? Me and my wife talked about this. Now, friend, I get home in the body. I get down in the valley. And I have many doubts, brethren. And you can't escape that because there's a warfare between the inward and the outward man. Brethren, the warfare is that the inward man is a growing stronger every day, and the old outward man is a perishing. The devil, Paul was given a thorn in the flesh. It was a messenger of Satan. Some said it wasn't Satan. Well, now I'm going to tell you, if it comes from Satan, it's Satan. Listen today. It's like an angel of the Lord. If it come from the Lord, it's the Lord, brethren. And God sent many angels down through time and brung the message to them, whether it was on the mount of up on the mountain where Moses was. The angel told to them out of the bush. It was of the Lord, brethren. And it's God Himself speaking. For what is an angel? Angel this morning. It's ministering spirits. Sent forth the minister for those shall be heirs of salvation, brother. That's what the Spirit does, brother. It's a deliverer. If you will hear His voice, harden not your heart as they did in the days of provocation brother. Listen, they provoked God and they saw His wrath attend times down in the wilderness, and they saw the wrath of God, and those that come out of Egypt wandered in the wilderness. There was only two of them out of them all went across the river of Jordan, Joshua and Caleb. And some said, well, who was the multitude? It was the children, brethren, that they raised up down in the wilderness. They got to go over dry shod to the other side, called Canaan's land. Even Moses, for his disobedience at the water of Meribah, didn't get to go across. But God took him upon the mountain and let him look over in Canaan's land. And God took his life up there, and God buried him, and no man knows where his sepulcher is today, brethren. Even the devil and Michael, he wrestled with the devil, brethren, and he said, the Lord rebuke thee. Listen, over the body of Moses, listen today, friend, what God does, He does forever. I want you to know this morning, if you've been born again, you're born for eternity. This life that He gives you is eternal life. It's not a life just for a little while, brother. It's a life giving water that He gives you to drink, that will be in you a well of living water, springing up into everlasting life, brother. That water. He told a woman at the well, if you'd ask of me, I would have given you living water. Listen. I want you to know. Some says she didn't get the water. Now, brother, unless you got to be realistic about them. There was no law given that can give life. He said in that day, shall living water go forth half from to Jerusalem the former seas and half to the hinder sea. Well, when did it flow, brethren? This is where the water came from. When Jesus hung on the cross, that's when living water come forth, brethren. And to those that kept the law received the living water. And that woman, she believed, brethren, and went and told and said, come see a man told me all things I've ever done. Is this not the cry? It wasn't about five women, whether she'd been or five husbands, whether she'd been married or not, five times. God, brethren, he don't look on your marriage or status. He looks on the heart. If you'll come to him with a broken heart, he said, I will come in. I will take up my abode in you, and I will go no more out. God, brethren, is a looking for a willing soul. Just call upon the Lord while he may be found. Seek him while he's near, for the day of his coming is nigh. And who shall be able to stand the day of his coming? I'll tell you, friend, the man that's got the water, he's the man that's got salvation. And he that eateth of the bread, listen what Jesus said. Jesus said, your father did eat a manna in the wilderness, and they are dead. But he said, I am that bread that came down from God out of heaven, that a man may eat thereof and never die, friend. It's an everlasting life in the Lord, friend. Friend, the little woman at the well was a little more deeper than that, brother. She come out of the 10 tribes of Israel that was down in Samaria. You better go study it, brother. It's a lot deeper than what you hear preaching. That little woman, brother, said, listen, Jacob, give us this well. If she'd have been a Samaritan, friend, she wouldn't have known nothing about Jacob, would she? The 10 tribes of Israel went down into Samaria, and they worshiped idol gods, brother. They left the Lord, and they had sinned. But here's the good part, brother. That was known as the northern and the southern kingdom. Brethren, and he promised, brethren, that the two sticks would become one, and he would cause the two kingdoms become one. Listen what the prophecy of old had said. The law shall not depart from Judah, or a lawgiver from between his feet, until Shiloh comes, and unto him shall the gathering of the people be. That was the beginning of the gathering, brother, when Jesus preached his own everlasting gospel, brother. He told the disciples, go not in the way of the Gentiles, nor to the house of the Samaritans. But when it come time, brother, it's needful that I go through Samaria. Yeah. Why was it needful for? Because there was 10 tribes down in there, and he unto him shall the gathering of the people be, brethren. He began to gather them together. How did he gather them? With his voice. All the sound went out into the ends of the earth, and unto all the world. And he began to sound, and they came from all the regions about to hear of him, and to see how great a man he was. You know, the Bible teaches us, if he hadn't blinded their eyes and caused their ears to be deaf, he said they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. They would have believed upon him and tried to make a king out of him right on earth, brother. He was already a king, but they wouldn't have crucified him. But he blinded their eyes that they couldn't see.
and he deafened their ears that they couldn't hear. That seeing they may not see, and hearing they may not hear. Now, brethren, today it's easy to see how the law came to an end through Christ. And it's easy to see how that this grace today that is in Jesus Christ, and it's by His righteousness and it's not by ours. It's by His call today we are what we are by the grace of God. And then if it's by grace, and it's no longer of works, brethren. The law was all works. Yep. Everything of the law was carnal ordinances and pots, washing of pots, and all these carnal ordinances. But today, brethren, it's of God. It's of His Spirit. He told the little woman right there at the well, He said, the true worshipers shall no longer go up to Jerusalem to worship the Father. But He said, neither in these mountains, neither in these mountains. They telling me over there is the Israel of God. Well, I'm going to tell you, brethren, the Israel of God is right in the inside of you. And if you've been born again, Paul said it's no longer one Israel that is circumcised of the foreskin, but circumcised of the heart. This is the promised seed that was promised unto Abraham long before the law come to an end, brethren. That in him, in his seed, shall all the nations of the world be blessed. How are they blessed? Through Jesus Christ, brethren. By grace are you saved through faith. That not of yourself, but it's the gift of God. He said the true worshipers shall worship Him in spirit and in truth. So, brethren, today it's by His Spirit we are what we are. And it's by His Spirit we have the witness, as I quoted earlier. If, brethren, today that you may know, that you may, how are you going to know, brethren? He said that you may know that you are in Him and He is in you. Amen. That He has given unto us of His Spirit. That's how you know, brethren. That's what the book says. And if you deny the book, you're calling Him a liar. And I'm going to tell you there is, He said, let every man be a liar, and His truth be, that His word be the truth, brethren. I'm going to take what the book says and let men and his traditions stand aside, brethren. I'm going to preach what God gives me. And this old tradition of telling people that they're ignorant and don't know nothing about when they're saved is false, brethren. I tell any man that. That is a false saying. And we're hearing through this country today, not in our association, brethren, but I hear it because of my brethren. Some of them, they have so many arguments about do you know or do you not know. I want you sometime to go get your Bibles and you read the little book of John. And if you can read that little book of John and tell me you don't know nothing, I'm going to tell you you're blind and you need to be born again, friend, because the Bible is very plain. There are many more scripture, but that one right there, that little book, will nail your shoe bottoms to the floor. Let me quote you one more and I'm going to get out of the way here. In the book of Luke, I think it's maybe the second chapter, the 77th verse. He talked about, he said, he's talking about John and Jesus. He said, whereby the day star sprang from on high had visited us. This is what it's done. He said, it had brought knowledge of salvation unto his people by the remission of their sins. Do you understand what I'm talking about? If you've got remission of sin, and he said there is no remission and in no other than in the blood of Jesus Christ. That is the only way you get remission. If you've had remission of sin, you have a knowledge of it. He said it, that settled it, brother, and I believe it. But where is knowledge? Knowledge puffeth up. Knowledge boasting. Don't be boasting about things, brother. Just look into your heart and say, I thank God for the Spirit that He give me a little witness along the way. I tell Brenda all the time, it's about the Spirit. It's not about the flesh. When I get home in the flesh, I have many doubts. But in the Spirit, I have never doubted, brethren. Anytime the Lord has lifted me up and blessed me on top of the mountain, I've never doubted, brethren. You know what doubt is? Doubt is fear. And what does God say? He said, I give you not the spirit of fear, but of power and of a sound mind and of love. That's what God gives, brethren. God don't give you the spirit of fear. If he'd have given you the spirit of fear, you'd have never known you can go to heaven. But because he give unto you of his spirit, he said, my spirit will bear witness with your spirit that ye are the children of God. Now, and if you've got that spirit in you, it'll bear witness sometime along your life journey. And I run the survey back, not only to the time the Lord saved me, but how many times up through my life that God has blessed me. How could I say, Lord, you never blessed me. I don't know whether I'm ever preached or not. I don't know whether I've ever been saved. How could I say that, brother? Would not it be a lie? It'd be a lie, brother, because I have felt the touch of the Master's hand. I've heard his sweet voice. I've followed him a long life journey. And I'm hoping, brethren, my hope. And some say, well, now you're just talking about that old hope you got. Well, I'm going to tell you something about my hope. My hope is Jesus Christ, the anchor of the soul. It's both sure and it's steadfast. It's unmovable. And I declare this morning, he giveth unto me an anchor of the soul. And I declare this morning, brethren, and I expect when the morning, when it calls, I'm going to go over to heaven's land. I'm going to shout the praises of God. I've preached about heaven. I've talked about heaven, but someday, Lord, Lord, I'm going to get a go for myself. I'm going to be like the old writer said, when I awake in his likeness, I'll be satisfied. Hide me away in the grave until thy wrath be past. Then call my name. Brother, listen, the day when he calls, I'm going to go for myself. I'm going to sing the song that I can't sing here. I've been singing a long time. And I thought the other day, Lord, my voice is getting so weak. God, that am I going to come to the place that I can't sing or I can't preach? I'd rather be dead. Just let me go down to the grave, God. I want to be able to lift up my voice and cry, glory, 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 for he is worthy to receive glory and honor and thanksgiving. Bless him today that live forever, that give life unto my soul, and that life is in his son today. If you want him, you can have him. Just open up your heart and say, Jesus, oh, come into me with your whole heart, soul, mind, and strength, and I declare God will give unto you life. He came and died on an old rugged cross that you can have life and have it more abundantly. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised is his name. If you will hear his voice, harden not your heart. Just tell him to come on in, Jesus. I want you more than I want life. You must come to the place that you're willing for sacrifice your own life, anything, whatever you want me to do, Lord, that I'll do. And that's when God will come in, friend. But if you speak it from here, if you think you're going to go to heaven with these lips, you're not going to go, friend. You must believe from the heart. For with the heart, man believeth unto righteousness. And with that mouth, then you can make it manifest unto salvation. Brother, I declare unto the world of mankind, I am a child of the King. I have the royal blood applied in my heart, friend. And that royal blood's going to take you on the other side. For in the morning, friend, when he calls your name, he's going to look upon his hand. He's got a book. Do you think he's got a book like this written? Huh? Our God is greater than that, brother. Our God is greater than that. He don't have to write it down on a piece of paper. Our God, he said, your name is upon the palm of my hand, lest I would forget. I always behold, he said, the angel, you have an angel, Brother Fred. He said, your angel do always behold the face of your Father. Listen, when you're alone and when you're crying, just call unto the Lord, brethren. He said, I'm an everlasting abider. I'll abide with you. I'll walk with you. I'll talk with you. I'll be your reward. I'll be your deliverer. He'll deliver you in the time of need, in the time of trouble. He said, cast all your cares upon me, for I care for you. I cared enough.
I carried it up to give my life on an old rugged cross. I died that you might live, friend. Listen, he died a horrible death. The Roman soldier plucked the beard from his face. Listen, the Roman soldier beat him with a cat of nine tails until the flesh bled. Brother, no normal man could have stood what the Lord stood, but they couldn't kill him. Why? Because he said, I lay my life down. No man could take my life. I lay it down. I'm going to pick it up again. I thank you, Lord, for your life that you gave, and you rose and gave me life, because he lives, I can live. Bless him today, brother. I love him this morning. I want all men to love him. I know what he done for me when I was lost, when I was undone. I know what he does for me every day of my life. Brother, I can't even live without him. He said, in me you move and you have your being, and without me you can do nothing. Can you? You got to come to a place. You got to look at yourself. Can you behold yourself? I'm going to tell you, friend, he said that God sits upon the circle of the earth, beholding the inhabitation as grasshoppers. That's how big you are. If he wanted to take your life, he'd just reach out and smutch you. Ain't nothing you can do about it. You see, but God loves you, friend. He said, God willeth not in the death of the wicked, friend. God's not, it's not his will that any would perish, but all would come to repentance and live, friend. There's life in the Lord. Take heed to that light that shines in a dark place. We have a more sure word of prophecy, he said. See, the law could not give life. Now we have a more sure word of prophecy, that we do well if we take heed as unto the light that shines in a dark place until the day dawn and the day star. Remember what I preached about? And the day star rises in your heart. That's what you want today, friend. That day star is Jesus Christ. It is the life, the glory, the part of the glory of God that come here at the end of this world, brother. And he'll come into your world, and he'll come in, and not only he'll come in, but he'll take up his abode in there. He said, and I'll go no more out. I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Huh? Ain't that wonderful? Ain't that wonderful to know that you're not going to perish? I'm going to live forever in the heavens above, brother. I'm going to live with Jesus one day. I'm going to sing the song that I can't sing on this side of the grave, Lord. Bless the name of God. Brother, there's a song that I want to join in with the angels and sing, but I'm going to tell you, here's the good part. I'm going to sing a song that the angels can't sing. Huh? Angels, boys, they must be a heavenly celestial sound, don't you think? Huh? Wouldn't that be beautiful? And then to think that you and I, that's been born again, are going to get to sing a song that they can't sing. The angels, the Bible said the angels desired to look into these things. They desired to look, because it was so great, brother. It's so great to my heart and my soul. It's so great I can't tell it, brother. It's so wonderful my lips cannot speak the greatness of God, because he is greater than all, friend. He is God, and beside him there is none other. I'm going to get this and we must close. He said, I am God and I know no other. My glory will I not give unto another. He's a jealous God this morning, friend. If you think you're going to serve God in one hand and the devil with the other, you're fooled. You'll go down to the word of the lost. And where Jesus is, he said, you cannot come. Except you repent, you'll burn in a lake of fire, friend. That's just the way it is. I know it's hard doctrine sometimes for people to think that you old Baptist people just preach about that hellfire and brimstone. Well, I'm going to tell you, I told you a while ago, I'm just going to believe what the Lord said about it. He said, blessed and holy is he that hath part in the first resurrection. On such the second death have no power, which is the lake of fire. Which is the lake of fire. That is your second death, friend. And he said, in that day, there, when they cast in there, they'll die, and never die.
where the smoke of their torment ascend up forever and forever and forever. No end, friend. You better think about it. It's between you and the Lord. It's not between me and you. This old preacher is just, as Paul said, do knowing the terror of the Lord. We persuade men. I want you to think, young men and young women, I want you to think about you and the Lord. Because I tell you, when the morning of the resurrection comes, or when it comes time for you to die, that's the end of your world, you're going to have to give an account for what you've done. Every man's going to give an account for the deeds that's done in the body. And if you ain't got the blood applied to your deeds that you've done, you're going to go down to the world of the lost, and you ain't never going to return back. But you're going to burn forever and ever. I told my buddy that before he died. He was a dying. He had brain cancer. I said, friend, I want you to listen to me. Me and him was out on the road. You just get you a song ready. I was out on the road with him at the road grader. I'm a mechanic by trade. And I went out to work on his road grader, just me and him. I said, friend, you're going to die. Please listen to me. You're going to die, and it ain't going to be long. I said, the Lord, I said, ain't you suffered enough here in this world? Why don't you turn your heart to the Lord and pray with everything in your heart? I said, and the Lord will hear you before you go. I said, there's a beautiful place over there. I said, but there is a hell beneath that you're going to go if you don't. And far as I know, he never did make no manifest that he even called upon the Lord. Now, I'm not no man's judge. Neither will I say that he went to hell. But by his works, he said, by their works ye shall know them. I can only judge the works. And far as I know, he never made it. But nevertheless, God has the final say. Ain't you glad? Aren't you glad this morning God didn't give you power to set forth eternal judgment?
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. I'm glad it's not in my hands this morning. I'm glad I just know about Junior this morning. And I tell you, I have enough trouble with him in this world. I don't need to be worried about you, friend. I do worry about you because there's a love in here that Brother John preached about. I don't want to see nobody go to hell. I don't want to see nobody in suffering and trouble, but I want you to obey from the heart that form of doctrine that was once delivered unto the saints. That form of doctrine and that faith, I declare, is like precious faith that will be in you, and you can live forever, friend, if you can only receive it in your soul today. Thank you, Lord, and you can receive it if you want it. For Jesus is standing, and he's begging you to come. Just open up and let him in, friend, because he wants to come in and live with you at your house. As he told little Zacharias, this day I must abide at your house. He was a sinner.
Yes.
He was a sinner.
That's right.